I confess to Almighty God, to Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, to Blessed Michael, the Archangel, to Blessed John the Baptist.
That's a taste of one of the grandest, most elusive musical productions of the century, Leonard Bernstein's Mass.
And now the Arizona State University School of Music just won first place in the National Opera Association's competition for its production of the epic play. It took 3 years and more than 300 people to make it happen. But production coordinator Brian Damaris says it was all worth it. Damaris is an associate professor and artistic director of ASU Music Theater and Opera in the School of Music. And he told our co-host Lauren Gilger that Bernstein's Mass is one of those pieces he's always wanted to produce. It wasn't until he came to ASU, though, that he knew he had the resources to make it happen.
Gosh, Leonard Bernstein's Mass was a piece I discovered on a CD shelf in high school at Coconut Records. And it was one of those CD covers that you read, and I took it home as a teenager, thought, I have to wrap my head around this. And all I had was the sounds. And it was like nothing else I had ever heard. So it was always in my mind as something I'd really like to do. And I never got the opportunity to see it. But when I came to ASU 5 years ago, I realized this was a university that was set up to do something like that, that involves all these people from many different disciplines to make it happen. Mm-hmm. And when Jeffrey Meyer, the director of orchestras, came to ASU the year after I did, I said to him, you know, Bernstein's Mass is something we could actually do well. I don't want to say easily, but we could do it. And that intrigued him, as well as our choral director, David Schildkret. And lo and behold, it was Leonard Bernstein's 100th anniversary in 2018. And it seemed like a good opportunity for us to do something in honor of that as part of our season. So the music theater and opera, the choral area, orchestra area decided we would pull together and produce this fully at ASU Gamage.
Wow. Okay. Is there a story to this? I mean, it's called Mass, a theater piece for singers, players, and dancers.
The story is really that Leonard Bernstein was commissioned to write a piece for the opening of the Kennedy Center by Jackie Onassis. And it was his intention to write something that sort of spoke to the human condition, all the various religions and peoples and walks of life and cultural backgrounds, but also that really addressed the contemporary issues of 1971, which had a lot of similarities to the issues that we're seeing today. So even last year in 2018, it was a very relevant piece. And he set this around the Mass, sort of in homage to Jackie Onassis, but as a Jewish American composer, also a composer who lived in the classical and Broadway and pop worlds, a linguist and a real great creative thinker and community person that Bernstein was and leader, you ended up with pretty much everything plus the kitchen sink in the piece at the end. So that's the story, and it's hard to say there's a story. It's based around a Mass, but what the audience leaves with is a deeply profound message of spirituality as it connects with all people, regardless of religion.
So this production, as you say, involved more than 300 people. Give us a sense of the amount of collaboration, the amount of departments and different people from different mediums who came into this.
It was the most fascinating thing I've ever been a part of. I will really remember certain aspects of it that are difficult to describe, and I think there are many people involved with this that would feel similarly. I think if I, as a student, had been exposed to that, I would have remembered the experience for a long time as being a part of this great big thing that I couldn't see. You know, that's the issue. The students are up there among the 300 people under the lights and with costumes on, and they can't see the bigger picture, but they had this awareness that they were an integral piece of a very big puzzle. The last week before the performance, all of the students and faculty, and there were some community members involved as well in the choir, and the, I should mention absolutely the Phoenix Boys Choir, started to take what they'd been working on for months and enter into the same room together. And the night that the dancers and the musical theater students and the opera students and the five or six faculty from those areas came into the same room for a 3 or 4 hour long rehearsal, I would describe the experience as profoundly meditative. There was a focus and energy to this room full of students that I knew, that I'd never seen before. There was this mutual respect and admiration for each other. The dancers would do their thing, and the opera singers would be on the side, jaws gaping open at what they were seeing. And then the dancers would go to the side, and the opera singer would go out and sing their scene, and the dancers were just riveted at watching each other's mutual talents.
It's powerful when you can get that many people centralized and focused on one thing at one time.
I think that was the magic of it, particularly in our time. Students, faculty, we have this daily grind from the first day of the semester to the end where we go and we do our thing. And students within a certain major or degree program might move like a little pack of wolves from this class to the next class to the next class. And being taken out of that mode, suddenly spending your evenings with all these people from other areas, but more importantly, all people from different backgrounds, not really knowing why they're there, realizing that they have something to collectively do together that tells a story and means something more than we can really explain, had a very profound way of bringing everyone together toward a common goal.
So you win first place at this national competition. You spend years putting this together. You get 300 people, all these departments, all this collaboration to happen. What is this for you? This is like lifetime achievement level?
Oh, I think it's the first of hopefully many projects that we can continue to do at ASU. It took me 3 years in my position to muster up the courage to bear any sort of remote responsibility for such a thing. But that's the opportunity that we have at a school like Herberger Institute for Design and the Arts, where you have over 5,000 students from different disciplines under one umbrella. And the encouragement and resources for collaboration are very high at ASU. And that project met no resistance, and the immediate feedback across the community and from administration and fellow colleagues was so encouraging. The dean wrote and said, "You may never want to do this again, but I encourage you to do it every year."
Please do it again, yeah.
And, you know, the reality is it did take 3 years to plan it from saying, okay, we're going to do this, to the execution of it took 3 years. But there's a lot of room at ASU for continued collaboration like that and already ideas on the horizon with some of the same colleagues I met during that production.
Can't wait to see what happens next. Brian DeMaris, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.